count will be handled by the master computer here in the firing room as various of events click off leading up to the ignition of the five engines in the first stage of the Saturn V at the zero, with liftoff at the zero mark in the count. The actual ignition of those five engines will come at 8.9 seconds in the count. We'll have a report of all engines running at the 2 second mark. At that time, and over the next 2 seconds, those engines will be specially checked to assure that we have proper thrust. Once that occurs, we will get commit, meaning that the hold-down arms can release, and we will get liftoff of the Saturn V launch vehicle at top 7.5 million pounds of thrust. We're now coming up to the 2 minute mark in the count. At this point, the tanks and the vehicle pressurizing. 2 minutes and counting. Our status board indicates here in the control room that all aspects involved are ready. Tom Stafford has just reported back. They want to thank everybody for all the help. We're now at T-minus 1 minute, 45 seconds and counting. We'll go on internal power with the launch vehicle at the 50-second mark. At 17 seconds in the count, of the guidance system goes internal. This is guidance reference release. We already have the proper flight azimuth in. Now 90 seconds and counting. Now 90 and counting. The astronauts have turned off their ground communication at this time. However, they are on VHF and, of course, the S-band circuits, as well as the special astronaut communication circuit. 1 minute, 12 seconds and counting. The vehicle tanks beginning to pressurize at this time. Our status board indicates that the third stage tanks are now pressurized. We're coming up on the 60-second mark. 60 seconds and counting. We are go for a mission to the moon at this time. The second stage tanks now pressurizing, and we're coming up on the power transfer. 50 seconds and counting. We've now switched to internal power satisfactorily on the batteries of the first stage, all three stages of the Saturn V vehicle. 40 seconds and counting. Tom Stafford making a final check of his computer. The vehicle, all stages pressurized at this time. We're waiting for the swing arms to come back. One should be coming back at this time, a second one at 17 seconds. Tom Stafford reports they are go. We're coming up at the 20-second mark. T-minus 20 seconds and counting. 17 seconds and counting. Guidance internal. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. We have ignition sequence start. Engines on. 5, 4, 3, 2. All engines running. Launch commit. Liftoff. We have liftoff 49 minutes past the hour. Stafford reports the clock has started. The tower is clear.
We're going. And roll program right on time.
Tom Stafford acknowledges the roll and pitch program to put Apollo 10 on the proper course.
Okay, this is Tracker looking good.
Roger.
Roll complete, ELS ready.
Roger, roll.
Can Houston Mark, mode 1 Bravo.
Roger, 1 Bravo.
1 Bravo is an abort mode dealing with altitude, function of altitude.
Right.
Plus 55 seconds. Cabin pressure is relieving. Downrange 1 mile, 3.3 nautical miles high. Cern reporting order ride.
Get thinking, Ken.
You're really